You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Packernet Podcast. I am your host and resident fanalist, as always, Ryan Schlipp. Check us out online, packernet.com. Find me on Twitter, pack_daddy. So today, I thought of a fun little thing to do, and we got to try to cram as much NFL draft content in as possible. I would assume most people are not at this point in the season opposed to talking about the draft a lot. I know at other parts of the season, it's like, come on, man, talk about the Packers, not the draft. But, I mean, we've got a week. It is one. I got some intense chills there just saying that out loud. You know when it's like you say something and it's not real and then it just hits you that it's real? It's like, whoa, that was an intense emotion. It felt good. But we're a week away. So the goal for today, something that I thought we would try out, and there was something I saw, I think it was in the Facebook group, I'm not sure. Or a question that I got. Now, I've been getting a lot of really good questions. I gotta get on that as well. But anyways, the thought occurred to me, and this is what I usually do in the draft anyways. So, for example, last year, when you're picking at 12, the question is, are there 12 guys worth the 12th overall pick? If there are, there's really nothing to worry about. Now, you're still going to have your favorites, but as long as there's 12 guys that you think are a good value at 12, you don't have to worry about it. Usually, there's not, though. Usually there's, you know, 8 or 9 guys worth the 12th pick. There's going to be 24-ish guys worth the 30th pick. It's kind of scary. But so that was my initial thought, is pick 30 guys that you like, and then you don't have to worry about it. The issue is, there's no way, because certain positions are going to go that I'm not even really worried about. In other words, I don't need 30 wide receivers and linebackers and tackles, because other positions are going to go as well. So the general thought occurred, why don't we just do a mock draft? And it might be a little bit unrealistic, although I don't think it is. I think it's general. There's a couple of guys that slid maybe a little bit. But let's just do a worst-case scenario mock draft. In other words, the guys that Packer fans really like are the first ones to go. Now, it's still Joe Burrow first and all that. I mean, it's not ridiculously unrealistic. Try to keep some element of realism. But the point is there a even slightly realistic chance that by the time we get to 30, there's just nobody left that I like? Usually there is a chance anyways. Usually when I do this, there's definitely a point at which we may just not get anybody that I think is a good value at this pick. Now, obviously, and again, I don't like to make promises because I very rarely follow through, but this leads to what would make a pretty optimal situation for tomorrow, which would be a best case scenario draft, which is a lot of the guys that we like don't get picked, and some other guys that you don't really care. You know, some of the corners, not saying, again, we could pick a corner. It's not impossible, but you know, those guys go. Every team has multiple needs. It's just a matter of, you know, whatever. But so that's the agenda for today. I don't want to take too much because these mocks usually take a long time, although this one shouldn't, because I'm not going to spend as much time explaining each pick for each team, because that's not really the point. I'll do a little bit, but it's not really super the point. Anyways, I just wanted to give a shout out to Kyle for hitting me up on Venmo. Very much appreciated, my man. A reminder, if we get to 115 patrons, which is only 4 away now, we will be doing a t-shirt giveaway by the end of the month. I'm pretty confident we can do that, especially considering I know some of you are still working 40 hours and got a pretty hefty check from the government. I don't know, I'm just saying, if you got a buck out of that $4,000 check you got, be appreciated. Also, if you're trying to figure out what to do with this massive infusion of cash, remember, there's a store, man. I got to remember to throw that up in the Facebook group. Packernet Podcast Teespring Merchandise Store. Super popular Jair Alexander shirt. Sold a bunch of those. Got the D-Train shirt with Za'Darius on it. And also, we've just got the Pack Family line, which is you know, Pack Daddy, Pack Mommy, Packer Boy, Packer Girl, and Pack Baby. Which actually, I don't think I've mentioned it, but we've actually got a little one on the way. So I'm actually pretty excited to do a little family shoot in this, because when I came out with this, we didn't have a baby at the time. My youngest is 3, so it doesn't really fit in a Pack Baby onesie. So, you know, pretty excited to get that photo op. Anyways, think it over. at least check out the store. There's a link in the description. There's some cool stuff. The winter is coming. Aaron Rodgers shirt is awesome. I love that shirt so much. And also the Mason Crosby shirt, which was supporting the two types of cancer that he was dealing with last year, if that was something you were interested in. But anyways, why don't we just go ahead and take a break, and we'll rip through this mock draft, because again, these usually take a little bit of time. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So before we dive into the mock draft, I did just want to say a couple things about Willie Davis. News came out that he had just recently passed away, also known as Dr. Feelgood. Fantastic defensive lineman, played from 1958 to 1969, was a Green Bay Packer from 1960 to 1969, four-time Pro Bowler, five-time first-team All-Pro. Just another fantastic legend of the Green Bay Packers that helped to make the franchise what it is today. All right, it is 4 o'clock on the nose. We've got 1 hour to rip through this. So obviously the very first picks are pretty straightforward. With the first pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU. Now, and again, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of incompetence here, but I had just recently heard that they are expending a massive amount of resources meeting with Joe Burrow, talking with Joe Burrow, and although that might seem to make sense, it's also a little bit weird. This is the easiest decision of your life. Spend your time making sure you don't mess up your other picks. The only thing this tells me is that you're not sure Joe Burrow is your pick. That or you don't know what you're doing. You should have this wrapped up by now. And I understand you want to make sure you get this right. And just because the media people are telling you Joe Burrow's the guy doesn't mean Joe Burrow's the guy. Maybe Tua ends up being one of the greatest of all time and Joe Burrow's not that good. And you just want to make... I get it. But you got the first overall pick. It's done. You know what to do. You don't need to get Chase Young. You don't need to get Tua. You know you're taking Joe Burrow. Why are you using up limited resources on Joe Burrow? What about the second round? What are you going to do in the second round? Do you have any plans for the second round or the third round? Or the I don't know. Anyways, Joe Burrow's the pick unless they decide to do something else. I don't really care. With the second overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Chase Young, edge rusher out of Ohio State. I don't think that's necessarily going to be changing. As it's been said for a long time, the draft doesn't even start until pick 3. Again, I'm keeping it kind of generic. There's a lot of different things that can go here. I'm not doing any trades, which is a big possibility. There's also a couple different names. But I'm just going to stick with what I've been hearing the most for the longest, and that is with the third overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Jeffrey Okuda, cornerback out of Ohio State. Similarly, with the Giants, I've heard a couple things. I've heard trade back. Just very recently, I heard Derek Brown could be a very real pick, which seems ridiculous, considering they've already invested a lot there, and it's one of the areas maybe they don't need help, but... we're not doing that. With the fourth overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Isaiah Simmons, linebacker out of Clemson. Seems early for a linebacker, but as I've said before, although when I watch him, I'm not that blown away. Again, like I talked about yesterday, it's so rare to find a human being that you feel can cover as well as play the run to such a degree. And it's not even necessarily a matter of how good of a football player are you. It's are you physically capable of doing these superhuman things? And Isaiah Simmons is one of the rare human beings who is physically capable of being a defensive tackle slash safety hybrid. And I know that's not exactly what it is, but that's to illustrate how rare of a human being you have to be. And so, again, I don't know that Isaiah Simmons is even that good of a football player. And the problem is, the biggest question about Isaiah Simmons is he more of a tweener? Which is to say, as a safety or corner, he's subpar. And as a linebacker, he's somewhat subpar. Most people would disagree with that, but that is kind of a rumor. He has this great athletic skill set that's super rare, which, let's not act like we haven't seen athletic freaks that aren't that good. You know, Josh Sweat last year, a complete athletic freak. Where is he? Nobody talks about him anymore. But again, because of the freakish potential to be what every team needs, but no team has the opportunity to even get a sniff at, because people with these rare skill sets are going top 10 minimum, the Giants are going to take a swing at Isaiah Simmons. At pick 5 in the 2020 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback out of Alabama. Nothing super crazy there. There is actually a good amount of talk. I think, what is his name? Is it Sikkema? One of the guys at the Draft Network, I think, is pretty convinced it will not be Tua. Either will not or should not. I've been kind of tuning out, to my own detriment, podcasts lately for the replacing it with music. Just not feeling it. I don't know. I can't get into it. I just don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't want to hear other people ramble about stuff. I don't know. I need to get back into it. I just can't. But it will be interesting to see what they end up doing. I still believe it'll be Tua. We'll see. You know, rumors fly like crazy. It could be Herbert. I don't think it could be anybody else, but that's what we're doing. With the 6th overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the LA Chargers select Justin Herbert, quarterback out of Oregon. Chargers are one of those teams that technically have a guy, but don't really have a guy. And so it just kind of makes sense, especially with Justin Herbert. And it depends what you think of a guy, but I think Justin Herbert is widely seen as a quarterback worth taking this early. The Chargers have for a long time been linked to liking him. Again, a lot of nonsense, fake talk out there to try to get people to think wrong things. I don't even understand half of the strategy sometimes. I think sometimes it's just misinformation for the sake of misinformation. There's no real rhyme or reason for it. It's just, you know, we just want everybody confused. With the 7th overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft, I have the Carolina Panthers selecting Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle out of Louisville. I got an opportunity to. I've been trying to rip through these tackles, and again, who was it? I think Jedrick Wills I watched, and I just wasn't as impressed as I hoped. Monster of a human being. He just feels, it seems like he's stiff to me, and I didn't see him really lose any reps, which is, I mean, it's hard to critique a guy that never loses, but I just feel like if he gets a real strong speed rush off the edge, I don't know if he can handle it. Mekhi Becton. And again, if you're new to the show, I understand that's not how you say his name. Please understand, from my perspective, that is what I will always call him. And shame on his parents for not pronouncing that correctly. But I have said, to this point, my favorite tackle. And again, I haven't seen any of the top guys outside of now, Jedrick Wills and Mekhi Becton. But Lucas Niang is my favorite guy, just from the standpoint of he's a... You know, for wide receivers, what I like is separation. For a lot of other positions, a lot of times it's just effort. And he, first of all, doesn't look stiff, which is important. But he's really, really, like, quick. He doesn't mess around. He's not sleeping. He looks like he's putting 110% in. He's quick. He's fast. He's powerful. He's going max out. Mekhi Becton, to me, is Lucas Niang, but he's as big as Jedrick Wills. I mean, bigger, actually, I think. But point is, you can see. And it's hilarious. If you haven't watched him yet, just go find some video of him on Louisville, because I remember usually when I do offensive tackles, it's like, I think he's a left tackle, but he's one of them, I can't tell. As soon as the video started, I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm not kidding. It's like a high school kid playing on a peewee football team. It's hilarious. He's so big. It looks like he's standing up and everyone else is down in their stance, because he's towering, even in his stance. But then you watch him move, and he looks fast. He doesn't look I'm instantly, it's like, yeah, he's going to be the first one gone. I haven't watched some of the other guys yet, and there's a lot of talk Andrew Thomas will be the first one to go, which, again, wouldn't surprise me, because the talk I had heard early on was he's one of the greatest tackles. I mean, I think it was Pauline, so it's not universal, but I think Pauline had said Andrew Thomas is one of the best tackles he's seen in 10 years. And then suddenly he's going to be, what, the fourth one to go? Like, what? How does that happen? But anyways, I'm just putting it out there. Also, if you're really good at right tackle, there's certain guys I'm not wanting to put there, right? Because there's some guys that presumably could probably play left tackle, but they're better off at right tackle, or at least you know they can handle right tackle. So if you have a right tackle, I want to make sure that I'm putting a left tackle in there. that was sort of the other situation. Anyways, with the 8th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle, Alabama. Again, not my favorite prospect in the world, but I'm kind of just, that doesn't matter. That's not what we're doing here. He is seen by some people as the top tackle in the draft. Other people think he's just going to be kicked into guard. Doesn't matter for the Cardinals, so Jedrick Wills worked. With the 9th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle, Georgia. This isn't the first time I've had 3 in a row. I think the last time we did a mock, I did 4 in a row. This is kind of the hot zone for tackles, and especially because we're trying to get rid of tackles, because the Packers need tackles. This kind of makes sense. We're not going to be doing 4 in a row this week, however. With the 10th overall pick, the Cleveland Browns select Kenneth Murray, linebacker, Oklahoma. Now, this might seem a little bit early, but Kenneth Murray's been going pretty early, and there's been a lot of rumors about him possibly going relatively early. The Browns, I'm looking at it, you know, they need offensive line help, but I don't know that tackle is the biggest need, to be completely honest. I'm sure a lot of people would have that and maybe some other position. But again, given what we want, which is to make sure guys that the Packers would like go early, I wanted to go Kenneth Murray. And I know there's a lot of teams that need tackles, so I'm guessing you haven't seen him mocked. Maybe you have. I don't know. I don't read a lot of mock drafts, but I don't think it's impossible. They need help at linebacker for sure. Wide receiver also was an option just because there's a lot of talk about possible OBJ trades. I'm sure you heard something about OBJ maybe going to the Minnesota Vikings, and then there was reports later saying that's nonsense, it's not going to happen. I tend to believe it's not. I don't know why these reports would be coming out if there's no truth to it. You would assume there's a little bit of truth to it, but it doesn't make any sense. We can maybe talk a little bit more when we get to the Vikings, but there's, like I said on Twitter, what is your reason for getting rid of Stephon Diggs? They don't want to get rid of a guy of that caliber. There's no way. There's certain guys you just don't move. The bottom line is, though, he was a little bit of a head case. And it wasn't just like he's a great guy, but he doesn't like Minnesota. No, he's a crybaby. And when things are going well, he's on top of the world. He's the best, right? He's ripping his helmet off and yeah, here we go, blah, 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 running his mouth. We're so good doing this tough guy stance, even though he looks like he's 205 pounds, a little twiggy. Like, dude, there's fans that would just knock you out. Quit trying to act tough, especially on a football field with 310-pound dudes. But then, of course, when things don't go well and the quarterback isn't doing what he wants and we're losing football games, he starts pouting and starts putting stuff out on social media about, I don't want to be here anymore, get me out of here. So what are they going to do? They get rid of him, which is a terrible thing. I mean, they got good compensation for it, but this is not what anybody wants. This is an embarrassment. You lost a good player because you just couldn't get him under control. You didn't want to for years. It's like, no, we're not getting rid of you. I don't care what you say. And then finally, they just couldn't take it anymore, and they moved. And now you're going to go get Odell Beckham? Dude, it's the same situation. He's been saying he wants to get out of Cleveland. Get me out of here. What are you doing? Are you that incompetent? Anyways, off topic. With the 11th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Tristan Wirfs, offensive tackle, Iowa. Again, this has been pretty consistent with me. A lot of people want a wide receiver for the Jets, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I want an offensive line. I think that's more important. It's more foundational to a actual competent football team, and their offensive line is terrible. If you have a top-tier offensive lineman available, take him. You can get wide receivers later in the draft, you know, second round, whatever. You don't have to expend the 11th overall pick on a wide receiver. You can get a really good one, but you can get a really good one early in the second. So, yeah, we're taking Tristan Wirfs here. With the 12th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver, Oklahoma. Now, because we're at this point, I might as well say some other thing. Now, he's not going to go until later. I'll just tell you that right now. However, another rumor that I had just recently heard is that Denzel Mims, his stock has gone absolutely through the roof. I mean, there's been talks about even his issue with drops. Apparently, he had a really banged-up hand. It might have even been broken. I don't remember exactly what the news was. But just lots and lots of good news about Denzel Mims. And apparently, he could go as early as 15 to the Broncos or even to the Raiders. Now, I don't know if that means 12 to the Raiders or 19 to the Raiders. But let's say at the very latest, the rumor would be 15 to the Broncos. Unlikely, but there is some talk that the Broncos really, really like him. And so, you know, if you're a big Mims fan, just understand, unless this is all completely smoke, which I would doubt, with all these teams wanting wide receiver, it's very unlikely that the Packers are going to end up with Denzel Mims. And again, for my purposes, I'm excited about that because I just don't like the guy. I mean, yeah, obviously not as a person, but I don't see it. Again, what did I say yesterday? And if you did that, please reach out and tell me your assessment. But picture a guy with those measurables and how he would look on a football field. Great. Now go watch him and tell me if it matches up, because for me it didn't. A guy that's bigger and faster than everybody on the field, that's not what I saw. I saw a guy that was really tall that ran around and was blanketed the whole game. So, I don't know. Whatever. Again, please, by all means, take Mims, and if he has a great career, then shucks. But I just want to get jacked up on draft day and get excited about a pick, and that wouldn't get me super excited. I would force myself to be excited about the potential and what could happen, but in the back of my mind, I'd be thinking, here we go. We did it again. We did it again. We took another guy with really high measurables that's not going to pan out, and I'm not happy about it. Anyways, with the 13th overall pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Alabama. This is why I hated the fact that the 49ers got another first-round pick. I understand that they gave away a really good player, but I don't think that that's going to be super pivotal compared to what they could get in terms of compensation. They're still going to have a very, very good defensive line. Not as good. They're still going to have a very good defensive line, and now they have the opportunity to add a guy like Jerry Jeudy, which, again, I don't know if I've seen anyone mock a wide receiver. Haven't been looking at a bunch. But it doesn't not make sense. They just recently got rid of Emmanuel Sanders, and presumably this would be a massive upgrade over Emmanuel Sanders. At the very least, it should be an equivalent replacement, but with a much younger piece. And then, of course, you picture the 49ers defense, the 49ers run game, the 49ers tight end, who's a freak. They've got Debo, who's a very good wide receiver. Then you add Jerry Jeudy, who's a very good wide receiver with a different skill set. Oh my goodness. I mean, how is anybody going to stop this team? So it's simultaneously a great pick from the standpoint of, oh no, which is one of the things I like to do for teams that are already at the top, is to make that pick that makes the rest of the league just shudder in fear. And this is kind of one of those things. But it's also fulfilling what we're trying to do here, which is ripping wide receivers off the board as quickly as possible, especially wide receivers, because there's just so many of them. With the 14th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Derrick Brown, defensive lineman out of Auburn. From the standpoint of realism, he needs to go. I don't think he makes it this far. Also, defensive line is not a problem. So if I did something super crazy and had him or even Kinlaw fall to 30, we would have to pick them, and it would be unrealistic. And it just so they need to go as well. If this was a real thing where Derrick Brown fell to the Bucs, even though that might not be their biggest need, I think they'd take Derrick Brown. So that's what we're doing here. Plus, they don't need wide receiver. There's not really any tackles. So linebacker I didn't think was a big need for them. They could take a linebacker, but yeah, I don't know. It just felt like a good spot to do a realistic thing that needed to get done. With the 15th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Henry Ruggs, wide receiver, Alabama. That's been a constant narrative. They really like him. It's a good spot for him. It just makes a lot of sense. Obviously, the Raiders or somebody could take him. The 49ers could. The Jets could. Lots of teams could take Henry Ruggs beforehand. But the general thought is, with the exception now of Mims, who's probably going to be there, if Henry Ruggs makes it to 15, that's probably where he's going to go. With the 16th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select C.J. Henderson, cornerback out of Florida. That's another situation where the Falcons don't really, you know, they don't need tackles. They still don't need wide receivers unless they're looking for a replacement for Julio or whatever. But I don't think that's super important right now with a team that's struggling as much as they are. They need to get back to just playing good football, not stacking an already stacked group. Also, another rumor that I've been hearing is the Falcons apparently are working real, real hard on trading up. Not entirely sure what that's about. The general thought is, you know, defensive line for them is what they need. So maybe a guy like Kalaivon Chaisson, the edge rusher, you know, I don't know, Derrick Brown, if he were to make it far, or Kinlaw or something like that. Not trading up for a quarterback. Matt Ryan is under contract until 2023. At least I wouldn't think, unless there's, you know, Tua, or they're really big on Herbert. But either way, I mean, you're pretty much going to have him through the entire rookie contract until Matt Ryan goes away. And I don't think it's going to be wide receiver. Julio is also under contract until 2023, and there's no real sign of him slowing down, so I don't think that's going to be a thing. But anyways, just for your own purposes, if you're doing mock drafts and stuff, apparently they're doing a lot of work on moving up. And so there you go. For our purposes, though, C.J. Henderson, they need a lot of help at corner. And again, we need to be somewhat realistic about that. C.J. Henderson, another thing that I've heard is he could go as early as 10 or possibly a top 10 pick. So, something to keep an eye on. With the 17th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle out of South Carolina. For a long time, I've been mocking safeties there, but they did pick up HaHa. And again, HaHa is not as bad as a lot of Packer fans want to say he is. I don't know if they necessarily satisfied it, but they've at least put themselves in a position where they don't have to take a safety. Tackle is not an issue. Wide receiver is not an issue. Linebacker is not an issue. So I thought, let's go ahead and get a defensive lineman. I felt like they could use a little bit of help, especially if you get a solid pass rusher. I'm not the biggest Kinlaw fan, as I've said in the past, but if he falls to 17, I think it would make a lot of sense for the Cowboys, who aren't necessarily struggling with pass rush, but you know, you could always add more. And again, if he makes it to 30, which he won't, I kind of have to take him, I would think. And I don't want it to be so unrealistic he makes it. So there you go. With the 18th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins, who already took Tua, are going to add Justin Jefferson, wide receiver out of LSU. So we're just kind of stacking up, right? You got your quarterback, we're going to get him a weapon now. This is their second of three picks, so the Miami Dolphins are going to help out a lot by ripping three players off that the Packers would like, and Tua, Justin Jefferson, and soon to be somebody else. With the 19th overall pick, the Las Vegas Raiders, with their second pick, are going to select Ross Blacklock, defensive tackle, TCU. Relatively unrealistic that he goes at 19, but he is liked, and it's one of those things where it just takes one team that really likes him. They need a lot of help along their defensive line, a lot. And again, trying to do worst-case scenario, I'm looking at our biggest needs, and after wide receiver, tackle, linebackers, probably defensive tackle, they picked up the two biggest names in the linebacker free agency market, so they don't need that. They've spent a bunch of money on tackles, so I don't think they're going to do that. And then wide receiver, they already just drafted CeeDee Lamb, so I'm not going to do that. So I thought Ross Blacklock would be the next best option. You could say Chaisson, but I'm just not going to do that right now. I want to make sure that we, again, worst case scenario. With the 20th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars, with their second selection, select Laviska Shenault, wide receiver, Colorado. So, again, the entire point of this is for you to be sitting there picturing, if this was the draft, just listening to these names and going, oh, no, come on, right? Just devastating draft. Your favorite guys are just flying off, and you're getting to the point where you're starting to beg the Packers to please trade up because we're about to miss out on everybody. But the Jaguars just got Andrew Thomas, so they got a tackle. We're going to give Minshew a shot. We've still got a decent enough running back. We bolstered our offensive line. Let's see if we can add some weapons now. Laviska Shenault, no real rhyme or reason to why him other than he's just a really good wide receiver, and I want to make sure really good wide receivers go. He kind of fits that physicality mold of the Jacksonville Jaguars, though, and doing some different kind of stuff close to the line of scrimmage and just kind of punishing your defense, right? Fournette's going to hit you, and he's going to hurt you. Laviska, good luck. I mean, he's going to freight train your cornerback's face. So there's that. With the 21st pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Patrick Queen, linebacker, LSU. The Eagles, you know, again, similarly with needs, but the linebacker group is not great over there. They did add a corner, so they've got a little bit more to work with in that regard, which is a big need typically, but they needed linebacker help, and I need to get rid of Patrick Queen, so he's going to go at 21. With the 22nd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, probably the worst pick of this whole draft that hurts my heart the most, the Minnesota Vikings select Jalen Reagor, wide receiver out of TCU. Somebody just posted in the Facebook group, apparently at his pro day just a couple days ago, Jalen Reagor ran, I believe it was not laser timed, but according to some stopwatches there, a 4.22. I just said yesterday that I don't believe his pro day workout was his, because if you just watch him, and again, it's possible to run a fast 40 and not be fast on a football field. I don't know that it's extremely possible to be the fastest guy on a football field running past cornerbacks and not be that fast in the 40, unless something's going on. And so when he ran a 4.22, I think the slowest time, stopwatch time, was a 4.28. Either way, he's a 4.2 guy. So it just reiterates, I really like Jalen Reagor. The guy can jump. I mean, the explosiveness is just off the charts. And then you add in the speed, and I think he's a good wide receiver. I mean, it just solidified he's one of my favorite wide receivers in this group. I really like Jalen Reagor. And to have him go to the Vikings, especially on a pick that they just acquired, I'm not happy about them having two firsts, and they use their first to get rid of Jalen. Oh, it makes me sick. So at that point, I'm throwing up my hands and saying, I hate this draft, and this is going to be a terrible day. With the 23rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the having a hard time with cities or regions, the New England Patriots select Denzel Mims, wide receiver out of Baylor. They did take a wide receiver last year, but it is a general consensus that wide receiver is potentially still a need. Obviously, quarterback could be a need as well, although nobody seems to say that. That's probably going to be more of a best-case scenario draft pick than anything else, which, again, planning for tomorrow. But Denzel Mims, with all the hype, he gives you everything. So no matter what you have and what you need, Denzel Mims is kind of that guy, right? You could look at it and say, well, they already drafted a big guy, so wouldn't they want to get like a fast? Well, he is a fast guy. He's also fast, allegedly. We'll go based off his 40 time and not his film. Also, don't really care. I want to get rid of a wide receiver, and I need to get rid of Denzel Mims because of all the hype. So that's what we're going to do. With the 24th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Cesar Ruiz, interior offensive line. We'll call him a guard out of Michigan. This is another one. They just picked up a wide receiver, so I didn't want to do that. Didn't really want to go linebacker. And so kind of just going through it, I thought one of the big needs, and also not an impossibility. If Ruiz makes it 230, it's not impossible. Now, at this point, maybe it would be, but Billy Turner, I don't know that he's going to be here long-term. Lane Taylor is probably not going to be around a while. Again, long-term, offensive line is probably the biggest need. And although interior, in 2020, feels, call it inappropriate, if he is as good as a lot of people are hyping him up to be, which, remember, kind of late first-round, early second-round guys who are big-time hyped up as being these freaks, they usually don't pan out. But still, it wouldn't be an impossible option, and I'd be scared that I would have to take him, and I didn't want to. And since it was a big need for the Saints, and they don't have a lot of needs, I just felt like this would be a good spot for him. With the 25th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Christian Fulton, cornerback LSU. I probably could have done another pick that would have taken away from what we need, but corner is such a massive need, and it's not a massive cornerback class, so I felt like, even to be a little bit realistic, we got to give him a corner. So that's what we did here. Doesn't hurt us too much, but I don't see them not taking a corner unless they just don't like the corners that are available. With the 26th pick of the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Josh Jones, offensive tackle, Houston. Again, third pick, trying to bolster this offense. We got a quarterback. We got him a fancy, flashy new weapon, and now we're going to protect him with Josh Jones, and the Packers lose a tackle. There you go. With the 27th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Zach Bond, linebacker, Wisconsin. A lot of people will probably point to the fact that they still have Wagner, who's a good linebacker, and that's true. I would counter that with they don't have any other good linebackers. Seahawks fans might want to argue with me about that, but this isn't 2015 anymore. This defense is deteriorating. The pass rush isn't there. The defensive tackles aren't there. The corners aren't there. The linebackers aren't there. And so although this might not be the most realistic pick based on what other needs they have, you know, Chaisson would make a decent amount of sense. The linebacker is a need. Helping the defense is a massive need, as well as offensive line and just about everything except quarterback and wide receiver, and I don't know, man. The team is just falling apart. Again, I don't know why their GM gets so much love. Schneider is just, I mean, this thing is falling apart under his nose. Just collapsing. Also, his draft picks are ridiculous, which is why you can't even complain about this pick. As if any of his picks in the last couple years in the first round have made any sense. Anyways, with the 28th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select T. Higgins, wide receiver, Clemson. So this doesn't not make a lot of sense. As I've said, this is one of the worst wide receiver groups in football, as shocking as that might sound. We just drafted Hollywood Brown, and T. Higgins is the polar opposite, right? Hollywood Brown is the smaller, faster guy. T. Higgins is this big, massive target. So we've helped the wide receivers, we've gotten a complimentary piece, and we've taken another wide receiver off the list. Again, T. Higgins, not my favorite guy in the world, but I have started to come around a little bit, and I think at this point, so it's funny because T. Higgins used to be one of the highest guys, and I was much lower on him than most. T. Higgins has since fallen quite a bit. And I would say at this point, I've gotten a little bit higher on T. Higgins. At this point, I would take T. Higgins probably over Denzel Mims, as crazy as that sounds. And I would have to go back and watch both of them side by side. Maybe I'm just overreacting to the fact that Mims is underwhelming. But I think I would take Higgins over Mims. I don't know. I again, I'll do a side by side and circle back to that one and make sure. Because, you know, that happens a lot of times, too, when people are underwhelming and then you don't watch them for a while. It tends to snowball a little bit, and it your what you remember gets magnified over time. If you like somebody, you end up really liking them, and then you go back and watch, and it's like, this is not as good as I remember, because I've been building this up in my mind, and vice versa with not being good. With the 29th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Kalevon Chaisson, edge rusher, LSU. So this is another situation where Chaisson has got to go before 30, and that's kind of the biggest thing. He's not going to make it there. Not that I'm worried about the Packers taking him, but there has to be an element of realism, and he's one of the guys that if I don't have him go in the top 29, it's unrealistic. This is actually a pretty decent spot, although he's going to be gone by now. Point is, I need the 29 guys that aren't going to be of the first 29, the guys that are absolutely going to be gone have to be gone by 29, and so he's gone. Anyways, now here's the question. Is there anybody left that I like? And at first I was nervous. There are, let me see, because I thought it was like 7 or 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wide receivers are gone. Imagine that. Packers need a wide receiver and 8 go in the top 28. Insanity. On top of that, 4 linebackers. Simmons, Queen, Murray, and Bond. And I think 5 tackles have gone. Now, I'm using my board, so there might be guys that you like that you think, oh, man, this tackle's still there. He's still really good. Whatever. I'm using my board. According to my board, even Josh Jones is a little bit of a reach, but I had to make sure he was gone. So, anyways, with the 30th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select K.J. Hamler, wide receiver, Penn State. So this was the exercise for me in person. Now, I could go back and make it worst-case scenario for me and make, you know, K.J. Hamler go instead of Denzel Mims and make Ayuk go instead of T. Higgins, and then I'm stuck. But either way, I'll probably just take Higgins. The bottom line is, worst-case scenario, even with 8 wide receivers going, I'm still able to sit there with a list of guys that I really like. Being even somewhat realistic, I don't know that it's possible for me to do a mock draft in which everybody I like with the first pick is gone. Again, it would be worse if K.J. Hamler is gone, which he might be, and Ayuk is gone, who I don't think will be gone. I don't even think the Packers will take him, just based on, I really like him, but based on, again, what I've been hearing, he's generally seen as more of a kind of a second-ish round guy. Maybe if the Packers trade out of the first, they'll pick him up in the second. I don't know. But I would not be upset by that. So there's still 2 wide receivers that I like. There aren't any tackles that I've seen. I mean, I like Niang, and if we take Niang, I'm going to be like, sweet, awesome, and vindication, because I was right about him. Cool. But I'm treating him as a second-round prospect because that's what he's generally seen as. There's other wide receivers that I do like, but that, again, are second-round picks. But I'm looking at guys that I like at 30, and Hamler's still there. So I win. And, the cool part about the exercise was just a question that I had. I wonder if there are 30 guys that I like. And then the bigger question was, okay, realistically, though, because I don't think there are 30 guys that if I were to do this, you know, take C.J. Henderson off the list and take some of these other guys that aren't at the positions of need off the list, or whoever. I don't think there's a scenario in which somebody isn't there that could get me excited. Again, if Hamler's gone and Ayuk are gone and it's kind of down to like Mims and Higgins and nobody else, that would probably make me a little bit upset. Because although there's technically guys that are worthy of that pick and you kind of feel like, okay, it's going to be Mims or Higgins, There's just nobody that I'm gonna jump out of my seat and get excited about. But either way, even if this was a scenario, I'm fairly confident K.J. Hamler is not a Packers guy. He's too limited in what he does as far as being a slot guy. The Packers have expressed a lot about their desire to get size, and we saw that with Funchess, right? It's just a general thing with the Packers. They like big guys, and a lot of it has to do with staying healthy. The smaller guys kind of break down easier. They don't take hits as well. So if we got here, my thought would be, I hope they take Hamler, but they're not going to. They're going to take somebody that I don't want. So I'd be a little scared. But, you know, again, it's a fun little exercise. But let's continue because, you know, not going to not finish. So with the 31st pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Marlon Davis, defensive tackle out of Auburn. So obviously this is a replacement for the guy that we just traded away for a first-round pick. Next best tackle on my list. Unlikely that he becomes a one-to-one replacement, but I don't really care. It's just a guy to help bolster a already pretty dominant defense on a really dominant team, and just unfair. Finally, with the 32nd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Xavier McKinney, safety out of Alabama. This really just has to do with him needing to go. Right? I've got him like 15th-ish overall or something, 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there. And for him to fall to 32. And again, I'm not a big fan of the Chiefs' defense. And maybe as a unit they did a pretty good job down the stretch. But again, show me the individuals that are really good football players on that team. I know they've got a good defensive tackle. They've got a good but overrated edge rusher. They don't have a ton. I mean, they do have some players. There's no question. But if I'm the Chiefs, I want to bolster this defense quite a bit. And again, Xavier McKinney, mid-round guy, makes it to 32. I'm taking Xavier McKinney. There's really no two ways around it. I mean, you could go Delpit if you think that's the guy, or whoever you think is your top defender, go ahead and take him. But Xavier McKinney was my top, so that was a pretty easy decision for me and the Chiefs. But anyways, again, this is a fun exercise if you wanted to try it out. Worst case scenario mock, and do it your way. I mean, I probably should have done it differently where I had KJ Hamler go and make it the worst case for me. But again, at the end of the day, I've got apparently 10 wide receivers that I think are worthy of a 30th overall pick, even though a couple of them are not my personal favorite. But you've got, I mean, let's just go through it. We've got CeeDee Lamb, you got Jerry Jeudy, you got Henry Ruggs, you got Justin Jefferson, you got LaVisca Chenault, Jalen Reagor, Denzel Mims, T. Higgins, KJ Hamler, and Brandon Ayuk. I don't think I'm missing any, but I might be. And then linebackers, obviously, you got Isaiah Simmons, you got Patrick Queen, you got Kenneth Murray, you got Zach Bond. I've already said I'm not the biggest Zach Bond fan because I don't get it. All I see is an edge rusher that I don't think is very good, but you know, people who are good enough at what they do are scouting him and saying he'd make a great linebacker. Okay, cool. I'll take a guy out of Wisconsin that'll be a good linebacker. That sounds good to me. It's not going to get me excited because I like to be able to see and root for a guy and be like, yeah, that guy's awesome. I want him playing for the Packers. I can't do that with Bond because I haven't really hardly seen it. He doesn't play inside very much. He plays off the edge. And again, I'm not impressed with him as an edge rusher. Tackles, I like the early guys. Mekhi Becton. If he somehow made it, of course, but he won't. So that's, I mean, there's nobody in that 30 range that I think I like, again, unless Niang is a target at 30. And I haven't watched everybody yet. I still have to go through. There's still some other guys that I want to look at. But in general, I don't see that as a target that I'd be super excited about. But there's a lot of options. And you know, I ripped through as many as I could. Defensive tackle, same thing. I want to get rid of all the guys that I like, and I just couldn't do it. The other way to do the exercise would be to just find 30 guys that you like at pick 30. You probably can't do that. And I'm talking about a really good value at 30, not just like in general. That's a separate list, and I actually want to work on that as well. Guys that I just like, and put them all on a sheet, and I want to cross them off as the draft goes along. And if we get them at any point, awesome. If we don't, then, you know, whatever. We get. So it's just a list of kind of like what I've been doing, tiers. Guys that I really, really like, guys that I like, and guys that are just kind of like, eh, not my thing. And so every pick, I can at least put them in that category. Anyways, that'll be sort of the goal. But that's it for me. You folks have yourselves a fantastic day. Again, don't forget to check out the Teespring store. Check the description of this episode. You'll see subscribe to the podcast and then a link, the 2021 board, which again, I've got the 2021 draft big board up. If you want to look at it, check the description of this episode. You'll see a link for it. Underneath that, Packernet merch, teespring.com/stores/packernet-podcast. I tell you to click the link because that's a really long thing to remember and type in. But anyways, have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye.